of Damascus, celebrating the fall of the regime. As people wept for joy in the streets, shouting freedom.
Assad and his family fled the capital as the rebels were closing in. Russia has now granted them asylum. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow says the Russian government is already moving on from Assad.
Even though Moscow had supported Bashar al-Assad for 9 years and had sent him all this military assistance to shore him up and keep him in power for the last 9 years, now that he has been toppled, Russia trying to find a dialogue with the new leadership in Syria.
On CBS's Face the Nation, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner said the U.S. could have taken action against Assad years ago.
This has been an incredibly brutal civil war with hundreds of thousands of people dying, including the use of chemical weapons, and of course reminding people that the Obama administration had said this would be a red line, that we would use military force to stop the use of chemical weapons, and failing to do so.
President-elect Donald Trump is still angry with the members of the January 6th committee who investigated the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. He wants them prosecuted.
Cheney was behind it, well, and so was Benny Thompson and everybody on that committee. For what they did, honestly, they should go to jail.
On NBC, Trump said he intends to pardon those imprisoned for their actions on January 6th, on his first day back in office. At least 80 police departments around the country are searching for the person who killed a healthcare CEO in Manhattan on Wednesday. But CBS's Anna Schechter says so far, no sign of the shooter.
We know that investigators, even divers, searched the lake in Central Park in an effort to find the gun that he used. Those efforts so far have not been fruitful.
Taylor Swift's nearly two-year-long record-setting Eras International Tour ends tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. She performed a total of 149 concerts. It's the highest-grossing concert tour of all time. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
The holidays are just around the corner, so now's the time to shop new deals at Lowe's. Make your home even merrier with up to 50% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees, holiday lights, and more. Plus, don't miss our limited-time weekly deal drops on items like appliances, tools, and grills. There's something for everyone on your list. Count on Lowe's to help you save all season long, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/5 through 12/11 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Some folks looking for a real Christmas tree might be disappointed this year.
Talk about a Scrooge. People in many areas of the country are seeing a shortage of real Christmas trees this holiday season. Wholesale prices are up as a result. Sarah James owns a tree farm in the Wabash Valley of southwestern Indiana.
We have kept our prices the same. We just take the hit because, you know, it's a special time of year, and we're not trying to turn away people from buying real trees.
The supply of real Christmas trees is down because of weather issues, high production cost, and the pandemic. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A pair of ruby slippers that were worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz and stolen in 2005 have sold for $28 million at auction. The slippers were on display at the Judy Garland Museum in her hometown of Grand Rapids, Minnesota, when a thief used a hammer to smash the glass of the door and display case. Their whereabouts remained a mystery until the FBI recovered them in 2018. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, we'll see a chance of drizzle, otherwise mostly cloudy, a low of 43. Clearing skies for Monday with highs brushing 50. For Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 29. Tuesday, partly sunny, 34. Wednesday, chance of showers, 27. Currently, 46 degrees.
What? It's Good Lovin' the Rascals on WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. Here we are Sunday afternoon, and no Packer football today, obviously. Bears are on. I think they're on Fox today, doing one of the late games, taking on the 49ers. Let's see how they can butcher things today. You know, I'm a lifelong Packer fan. I know we're kind of at the edge of Bears country here, and many of our listeners in Kenosha, Northern Illinois, you're Bears fans. I really do feel sorry for what happened last week. That was just inexcusable. Nonetheless, as a Packers fan, I feel it, but I'm not shedding big tears. But they're on. They're on TV today. Having said that, we're on the radio with a full lineup of timeless hits all the way through the evening. I've got the Jefferson Airplane now, WRJN.
When the truth is found.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN, your home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Twice each weekday, 7:25 a.m. and 12:05 afternoons.
Strolling along country roads with my baby. It starts to rain, it begins to pour.
Hits on WRJN. Also, some Christmas classics. Let's do the Jackson 5's version of Santa's Coming to Town on WRJN.
Santa Claus is coming. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Some Christmas classics, too, from the Jackson 5 this afternoon. And Chris Morrow with a reminder tomorrow morning. Don Rosen's back on the air, 6 to 9. He does such a good job keeping people up to date on what's happening with the arts and theater and different events and nonprofits around the city. Tomorrow, Mark Eichner, the conductor of the Racine Concert Band, will be on with Don, talking about their December 10th concert planned for Park High School. Be here tomorrow morning for that. Don will also have your first chance to become a winner with our new Text to Win contest, doing a grown-up wish list. It's all tomorrow morning and every weekday, 6 to 9, the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir, pivots, fades, flips, good again, just outside the left elbow,
here,
goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause get around, round, round. I get around. 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 Get around, round, round. I get around.
For 98 years, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. Chris Morrow with Eric Carmen and the Raspberries. Hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Change my
98 years, your home for local news and timeless hits. It's WRJN, Petula Clark there with My Love. I'm Chris Morrow, grooving with some Johnny Rivers.
Baby, I need your loving. Baby, I need your loving.
Oh,
Local news, timeless hits. It's WRJN heading into Sunday evening, putting the wraps on the weekend. Glad you're here, though, as we kind of do it with a great lineup of timeless hits and some Christmas classics still to come this afternoon. Turned out to be a nice day. Sun's going down now, but we were in the 40s today. As soon as the sun dips below the horizon, though, we've lost a few degrees. It's 42 now at Radio Park.
Yeah.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Remember when that record first came out from the Archies? It was actually on the back of a cereal box. Sugar Pops had the record, part of the cardboard box, and you'd cut out the square, and then you'd kind of trim it, and you could play the song on an old-fashioned record player. It sounded good the first three or four times, but I don't know how many boxes of Sugar Pops my sister and I sent my mom out to buy when the song was a big hit on the radio. Sugar, Sugar from the Archies. Thanks for being here. Sunday evening coming down with the Four Tops. Do a little Motown fun on WRJN.
You're sweet. Play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night to set the world right.
WRJN news coming up at 5 o'clock. More timeless hits throughout the evening for you on WRJN. Now ELO.
You made a fool of me. A girl from a dream got to
Seems to stray to places far away.